Mammon.
When we are near God, there is no room for the subtle and corrupt things of the world to get a grip in us to grow. But when we are far from the Lord, the world inserts itself into our thinking through the cracks in our character. Like a snake in the grass, it just slips along until it starts influencing our thinking. Mammon is about who or what you have confidence in. And in the case of Luke 16:13, Jesus counsels us to either be on the left or be on the right, but we can't be in both places. In a believer, Mammon breeds chaos. The word Babylon is first used in 1 Kings 17:24, literally meaning confusion and chaos. People who try to do both grace and law with one foot in the New Testament and one foot in the Old have a heart of Babylon, confusion. We can't do the law and grace at the same time. 1 Corinthians 15:56 says the strength of sin is the law. And if we have tasted the grace of God, which came by Jesus Christ, then according to Galatians 5:4, we have gone backwards and lost our hold on grace. I think Babylon and Mammon live on the same street and are even probably close neighbors. Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Serving the Lord requires the surrender of our worldly ways, humility to get low, and the relinquishing of our past lives for a better one which he will lead us into. This world we live in beckons us to live in such a way our attitude is, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. So, don't worry about anything. You'll be dead soon, so what does it matter? Really? The Lord says in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. God doesn't ask for our heart so he can prevent us from having good things, but so he can position us to actually have good things which cause us to live, not die. Jeremiah 24, verse 7, then I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart. Love says, give me your heart. Mammon says, no, give it to me. In Jeremiah 24:7 is a word that is the 12th most used verb in the Old Testament. It is the word return. And better than any other verb, it combines in itself the two requisites of repentance, to return from evil and to turn toward the good. And that is godly good, not just good as the world understands. The Lord beckons to us to give him our heart, yet the world we live in prunes to us to join in its dark, godless state and leave the Lord out of everything we do. If Mammon and Avarice were a large corporate service provider, I think their advertisements and sales pitch would sound like this.
We at Mammon and Company thrive on facilitating a belief system which serves people's needs right away. Most have a mortgage, a family, and according to them, an extremely demanding job. People don't want a religion that complicates their lives with unreasonable ethical and moral demands. Mammon and Company has done the research, we find that God requires a huge amount of commitment concerning things like single deity clauses, compulsory goodness, and a never-ending litany of over-spiritualized, mystifying mumbo-jumbo. It's no wonder people are switching over to Mammon and Company. We know we aren't the biggest player in the spiritual race, but our ability to deliver on our promises are, well, unique, and our moral flexibility is absolutely unmatchable. Why? Because you deserve to enjoy life guilt-free. Join us at Mammon and Company. That was my little parody. But can you hear the insidious, near reasonableness of the creative advertisement? That is, if you don't think about it. Letting the world appeal to your needs, pointing out how you don't have what you want and that they can fulfill all your needs. Just give Mammon your heart. Love says, give me your heart. Mammon greedily says, no, give it to me.